I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
By the way, I love the song no matter what, but yeah.
Like what? Like late night at a bar, you and your buddies or whatever?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm sitting there dancing with my buddies.
I know you're hinting at.
Yeah, but even if I'm on the open road, and I love Journey. I mean, it's not just that song. Yeah. I mean, Journey to me is one of the great bands of the 80s.
I don't know if I can name another one or I'm familiar with another Journey song. Maybe.
Like, their greatest hits is, I mean, all those songs
are
money.
So Sopranos didn't ruin that song for you?
No. Somebody asked me the other day, hey, top three Sopranos characters, you can't count Tony. Without giving it much thought, who would you go?
Chrissy.
Number one for me, too.
Paulie.
Number two for me as well. We're going to definitely disagree on three. Do you want me to tell you mine? Or,
yeah.
You know what? You nailed the first two. I'm going to lay out.
Give me your third.
You want me to give it to you now? Johnny Sack.
Yeah, I would not have him up there.
Loved him.
Third one. Uncle June.
Do you like Vito?
Uncle June. Yeah, no, not Vito. Not Bobby Bacala. Like, I like them.
How about Gloria?
I would go, well... I mean, it's a different type of
understood
category.
Uh-huh.
Go Uncle June, Christy, and Paulie. All right, what do you got for me with the Yankees?
All right, so real fast here, right? Listen, losing is never acceptable. We know that, right? It's never acceptable to lose, but depending upon the expectations, the level of underachievement, and a lot of other things, I think as the anger dissipates, I think we're able to kind of contextualize things and look back and say, yeah, they probably shouldn't have won, right? So... you look back at and I'll just take one of the most recent failures. Go back to 2022, right? So against the Guardians, the Yankees won that series barely. They hit .182. Their OPS was .643. Disgusting. They played the Astros, swept, mopped. They batted .162. Their OPS was .502. They literally set records for strikeout and OPS futility in the postseason play. But when you dig deep there and you say, well, you know, if you're rational, well, how did they not beat the Astros? I'll tell you why. Because Bader was playing, Oswaldo Cabrera was playing, Matt Carpenter was playing, Josh Donaldson was playing, IKF was playing, Rizzo, Jose Trevino was behind the dish. So... think about the first thing I said. Losing's never acceptable, but when you look back and say, yeah, I didn't really expect to win, and I understand it, there will be nothing to say about this team except it is a colossal failure, it is a massive underachievement, and it is absolutely unequivocally unacceptable if the Yankees don't win the series. It is a flat-out failure.
And even if you slice it, well, maybe we overrated the Yankees, maybe they overrated themselves... fair enough. Then you just say, well, Toronto built a better ball club. with less resources. I know their owner's rich, but they're not. That's not why they're having success going out there. They tried. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to go there.
Wanted to get Pete. Wanted to get Ohtani.
So the theory then would be Toronto built a better ball club than what the Yankees thought that they built with all their mashers and home runs and analytics and all those different things. The young guys coming up, all the money that they spent on the rotation. The Blue Jays were able to build a significantly better ball club and doing it in a different way that fans have been begging you to do for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long have we been saying, can you get some guys that can put the bat on the ball instead of the strikeout or nothing guys? Because we know it goes to die in the postseason. So again, it would be a failure for the Yankees. Now, I'm not there yet because the series, in my opinion, is far from over. I know a lot of people are writing them off. Hey, look, it could end tonight. Who the hell knows? I'm still going to hold out belief that the way the Yankees built their club as far as the home runs will still come to fruition, at least in these next two games against the Blue Jays.
I think they get to game five, but, you know, Fried, I'm going to be terrified if we get there, because Fried, the other night, was not the only dud he's had the postseason. He's had it with the Braves as well.
Pressure, though, back on them, game five, I mean.
But we'll get there when we do get there. But think about, you know, the transformation. That's why this would be unacceptable. And I just gave you all those names, whether it's, you know, Cabrera, Matt Carpenter. Come on, you guys remember that seat. Josh Donaldson, Jesus.
I mean, they were a joke.
Yeah. They were awful. And that was at the height of my frustration. I think that's what I said, that Brian Cashman has not earned the right to rebuild this team. That stupid thing that I said that I still stand by. But now think about this team and think about how they catch the baseball in the outfield. Think about how they catch the ball at third base. Think about the starting pitching. Think about the bench pieces they haven't had to deploy that they now do. So that's why if they lose, and especially if they get swept, colossally unacceptable.
Yeah, and then the thought about, well, man, what the hell are they going to do to get better? They're relatively healthy. Like, you could say, yeah, well, Cole's coming back. Okay, Cole wouldn't be the problem that they got beat by the Blue Jays. It's the entire lineup. Dominguez, you know, then next year will be about Spencer Jones. Like, obviously, it's a deeper conversation. But,
sure.
But the way out of this, if this isn't good enough, where the manager says this is the best team that he's had since he's been here since 2018, and a lot of us thought the same thing looking at this team, if this isn't good enough, back to the drawing board. Mark is calling from Lindenhurst, New York. What's up, Mark?
Guys, always enjoy listening to you. Thanks for taking the call. So many different directions to go here. Your original thoughts were regarding Boone. If he does something stupid like bring Weaver in at any point, okay, then and lose the game, then I think that's a fireable offense. But, you know, again, anything can happen. I was thrilled to hear that Boston guy say that the crowd affected that fly ball by Bellinger. We need something like that tonight. We need the crowd into it like that all game. It'd be nice to have a laugher, but it also would be nice to road on to come up with a performance that is, you know, something we're not used to from him happening all the time. I personally do not trust him.
Yeah.
I know he's had a great season. You can't take it away from him, but there's just something about him I don't trust, and it seems like the littlest thing. Now, they said Pettit worked with him, and his mental approach has been different since working with Andy Pettit.
And you can see it.
You know, he can't let a little thing like a two-run inning affect him or a home run affect him to the point where he's throwing strikes and now he's missing the strike zone altogether. So who knows? You know, I have, and this is comical, but I have one ace in the hole. I got a friend, Chef Dave. He's there tonight. He hasn't lost all year. That's the only thing I can hang my fuck is everything
who needs Aaron Judge when you got Chef Dave? And thanks for the call, Mark. I mean, that's it. Chef Dave. He's the kid.
Whatever it takes, man.
I'm just looking at Bieber. He has pitched against the Yankees in the postseason before, because I was going to see, you know, because that is the thought process, the crowd being nuts and getting on a pitcher, whether he's a veteran or not. If you haven't experienced that before, that has got to be, you know, an unhealthy, scary, potentially environment. I've seen so many guys not survive there, even pitchers with nasty stuff.
Pedro,
unraveled
there.
Think about it. Some of the best that the game has had to offer here have been chewed up and spit out. So he did, and this was the 2022 postseason that you were talking about there. Let's see, pitched against the Yankees in 2020, but that was at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pitched against the Yankees in 2022. He went 6 innings, 5 2/3, only allowed 2 runs. Now, that was at the peak of his performance as well. But I don't think that the stadium will impact Bieber in the way that maybe others would, because he's already experienced it before.
Been around the block.
Yeah.
He's been around. He's not going to. I'm not saying he won't get a little rattled, but he's not going to implode. I would agree on that. I mean, listen, guys, the one thing that I think we have to realize here, and this is why I have confidence in Rodon tonight, his mental transformation has been pretty stark for me. Like, he's always had good stuff. Even though he had a couple of, like, he would have a great year. This is before he got here. Great year, awful year. Great year, awful year. The results were too high and low for me to really trust him. Although I liked when they got him, when they signed him. What we saw in year one and even early in year two was that he would implode and you could see him huffing and puffing and getting worked up and getting out of his zone. I have confidence that, and maybe it's because of Pettit, that there's been an inner recalibration. So I'm not worried about him losing his bleep tonight, number one. Number two, last caller said, you know, you hope for a laugher. Let me throw this by you. Like, it's my opinion. Sure, it'll be nice if the Yankees come out and they win 9-1. Judge, three-run bomb, you know, Belly, three hits. Stanton, a two-run moonshot. We're laughing. We're chilling. All right, game four, Schlittler, we're good. I actually think it would be more advantageous for the Yankees to win a tight game because I think, like, if I'm Toronto and we lose 9-1, chalk it up, rough game. We'll come out. We'll get them tomorrow. If we lose from Toronto's mindset, 5-4, 6-3.
Like, we had a chance to.
But not only that, you will feel the energy late innings, and that could almost facilitate a little, oh boy, that's what this place is going to sound like if it's tight.
I don't know. I'd like to see what we saw in Toronto, but the opposite way. What we saw in Milwaukee, how they take a commanding 2-0 lead and doing it with that crowd and just the energy there, like, you watch some of these games in the postseason and you just feel like, wow, the road team has no chance in this game. That's how you felt watching the Yankees in Toronto. That's how you felt watching the Cubs in Milwaukee. Even with the Cubs getting out to a 3-0 lead, the Brewers come right back. I think the Yankees would benefit from that and become a dangerous environment and a dangerous team at home. If the opposite happens, I don't know how you could have faith that this team would do anything.
Do you think that there's a carryover from, even though they lost, the 7 runs and the bunch of hits they put together the other night, emotionally?
I don't think it's going to hurt them. I think, if anything, it would help the Yankees knowing that, all right, well, at least it's not like we got completely shut down here. Carmine is in Morris County. What's up, Carmine?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Come on. Carmine? Okay, he's not there. John is in Philadelphia. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, first, that A-Rod interview yesterday was phenomenal. A lot of really interesting points. I hope you can get them on in the future. But here's my 2 points for tonight. Me, personally, I think you should sit Stanton, figure out first base. That's probably going to be Goldie. Have Ben Rice be the DH. Bring Stanton off in a situation, maybe against the lefty. I know he had 2 hits last game. I just don't think he doesn't seem locked in this postseason. I think you need to go with someone. Forget about the home run for the time being.
John, they're not good. John, let me tell you, John, hold on. They're not going to do it, but honestly, it's something that I told you I would sit Stanton the other night. It's something that I think makes a world of sense. Even though there's some reverse splittage, so you got to factor that in. That will matter tonight as they put the lineup up. Would I rather see Rice with 4 at-bats and Goldschmidt playing defense and Wells' defense behind the plate and a lefty stick? I myself would, but they won't do it.
Yep, you're probably right, unfortunately. But second point, and I think this is probably more critical than anything. I think pretty much everyone has now pitched against the Blue Jays, at least from the Yankees bullpen. Mm-hmm. The key tonight, in my opinion, is going to be Devin Williams. Devin Williams has not pitched since Boston. I think Devin Williams comes in tonight. Hopefully it's a close game, whether they're ahead or it's a tight game. They're down by one or two runs. He's going to have to be used in a high leverage situation tonight. And I hope that the Devin Williams of old comes from last year, I should say. I hope he comes out and he's the rock star that we've seen at points throughout the season.
You might have to use him if you down a run, to John's point there.
The least of my concerns tonight would be Devin Williams.
Yeah.
I trust Williams. Good. And even Bednar, like, I trust him. Okay, could they get beat? Sure, they could get beat. But if you don't trust those guys, like, what are we doing here? It's everybody else in that bullpen that I have hesitation to go to or trust. Mm. It's Rodon, especially against this lineup. You know, I'm just looking at the Yankee lineup, though. Like, that's why, to me, it comes down to the bats. Even if Rodon doesn't have a great game, they have to hit. That's how they're built. Grisham's been awful. $1.50. Bellinger, .211. Stanton, $1.50. Big Bad Jazz, who's running his mouth left and right about how great the Yankees are. They have all the best players in the world. $1.88. When is Jazz Chisholm going to do something? Complained, bitched and moaned, pouted like a little baby with his back turned to the media because he wasn't in the lineup. Dude, can you get a hit this postseason? Like, what has Jazz done here? So it's everybody. We don't expect McMahon to do anything offensively. You know, Wells, Volpe, bottom of the order. I know Volpe hasn't been awful. He hasn't been great. He's been better than he was in the regular season.
He's had good moments for sure, defensively, too.
Sometimes that's the most important thing. When a ball is hit on the ground to the left side, you feel good about it being completed four and out.
Well, not only McMahon or Volpe. Yes, both. It's true. Not only the ground balls, but think about the play when he saved Devin Williams, turned that double play. Think about the snatch, the short hop from Jazz. That was a big spot. So, yeah, no, I'm not worried about Volpe. But now let's push this in a different direction. You just ran through everybody, and everybody's hitting $1.70 to .210, except the one guy who's hitting .440 who's getting blasted.
And even he is not doing what he's supposed to be doing. It's not just about the numbers, but, I mean, when you're hitting $1.50 or $1.80, that's putrid.
But nobody's talking about that. It's about Judge and Boone.
Well, because Judge has come up in a big spot to change things here, BT. If Judge can hit 280, and if he got a base hit against, you know, the with the bases loaded there, and where you chase the pitch, which usually he doesn't do, then maybe the narrative would be different here. Manny calling from Irvington, New Jersey. What's up, Manny?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Absolutely love it.
Nice.
Here's the problem. You're placing the wrong adjectives on these hitters. When I hear the word awesome associated with bums like Trent Grisham, there is a reason why he's doing what he does. Because he's a .230 hitter. What else does a .230 hitter do? Most of the lineup is a bunch of bums other than Judge. And that's not just the
Bellinger
Yankees.
Well, Bellinger, too. I mean,
that's
come on.
That's my Mets.
Little respect for Bellinger. Little respect for Goldschmidt when he plays.
.270.
Yeah, but your point about Grisham's true.
.270 is not awesome.
Well, but in 2025, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you could run.
Used to baseball from the 90s, man, where guys like Dante Bichette were bums. And he, awesome is awesome. Judge is awesome. Bonds is awesome. Grisham is what he is. And that's why you're getting the results you get, because .230 is .230. And in the playoffs, that is exaggerated.
That's a good
thanks
point.
Thanks for having me, guys. You love the show, brother. Man.
Thanks, Manny. That's a good point. We appreciate the kind words.
Very, very much so, Manny. Thank you. And as he's sitting here referencing the .230-something average for Grisham, understand, that's about as good as he does.
Yeah, but he hit 34 homers. And there was a big reason why the Yankees had success.
I know, but Sal, think about this. When you hit, now he wasn't playing every day in San Diego, but, and he won, what a Gold Glove, too. So we always know we can feel, right? But when you hit, and I don't know if you have the stats. If you do, maybe just pull them up real quick. So you're talking about back-to-back years. Even if you only play 2 or 3 times a week and you hit .180, you're not a good hitter, man. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to run into some fastballs and hit some moonshot. Even his swing is gross. Like, there's sometimes, like, he swings and hits the ball, and I'm like, wow, all right, he rifled that, but God, is that an ugly, funky-looking swing. So when you do, and when you tell the stat, when you get it, just tell me.
I got it.
All right, well, so what did he hit the 2 years in a row in San Diego? 180, what was it?
Before he came to the Yankees, 184, 198.
Okay, dude.
And then his first year with the Yankees, he hit 190.
Exactly. So a guy who's hit below 200, not one, not two, 3 years in a row, and hits two, like, this is his Rod Carew year. This is his Wade Boggs, Tony Gwynn version. This is his 85 Matty Lee vintage version.
In a walk year, shocker.
Yeah, true.
He's a career 218.
This is the best version of Trent Grisham. I'm not trying to bag on the guy. The guy really has been very influential in the Yankees' bottom line success so far this year. But don't be surprised when he strikes out twice a game against good pitchers.
He's never had a 20 home run season before, let alone 30, and he hit obviously 34 this year. OPS career high, 811. By a lot.
He had
in only 59 games, he had an 808 OPS in his second year in 2020, the pandemic year. Career 720 OPS. But we know, okay, fair enough. We know what he's been throughout the course of his career. This year, he was a big reason why the Yankees offense was elite. And if that's not there in the postseason, that's one bit it takes away. Jazz, we could go over him, the same thing. What makes the Yankees so dangerous? The guys in front of Judge, the guys behind him. That was what we were told about Plan B being so much better. Well, where is it? Where is it? If it doesn't show up tonight, you're going home. That's a huge part of this whole thing.
Listen, I think the Grisham stuff is different than the Jazz stuff. You know, Jazz is a Yankee who's got a chance to be a Yankee for a while. You know, he's a little immature, but I love the guy. I think he's got energy that the Yankees sorely lacked. He's just got a little juice that I appreciate. And by the way, he's diving play against Boston, even though he didn't sprint, and I'm not going to get back into this. But, you know, the first five or six steps when he was going on the pitch to Wells, the base hit, he still scored on 9.1 seconds. So his athleticism is undeniable. His power's there. He can field. He is a legit, you know, cut below being a Major League Baseball star. Grisham's a guy who's done nothing and is having a good year and is batting first.
You know, Jazz also, though, having a career year and hasn't done anything in the postseason. I mean, that's, you know, that these guys got to get it done. I don't care if it's five games, six games. You got to perform in the postseason. Other teams can do it. Why can't the Yankees hit?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.